Just one halakha in the laws of Shemitat Kesafim. According to the halakha, we learned that Bizman Azeh Shemitat Kesafim, this law is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, there are a few leniencies as a result of it. Although we learned as well that you have to write a prosbol in order to protect the malve, in order that he can get his loans back and get paid. However, Maran does write in the halakha in Samech Zayin Se'if Chaf, when he talks about the laws of Shemitat Kesafim, that since it's only Midrabbanan, really verbal declaration would be enough. However, since we don't trust people that they know how to do it, so the halakha says we make them write a shtar, we make them write a prosbol. However, talmidei hachamim, according to the halakha, can just make a verbal declaration. They just have to go in front of two witnesses and say, I want all my money that's owed to me to be transferred to the Beit Din, so the Beit Din can collect it. They do not actually have to write a prosbol, but that only applies to talmidei hachamim. Or we would say, for example, let's say a person wrote a prosbol, but he lost it before Rosh Hashanah. Halakha is going to say that we'll be lenient in that case, so long as he went in front of two witnesses and told them that he wants to transfer his debt to the Beit Din in order that he can, or that what's owed to him, he wants to transfer it to the Beit Din. So even though he lost it, halakha says he can still collect. Or for that matter, let's say erev Rosh Hashanah, the guy's in shul already, he cannot write a prosbol, doesn't have access to a prosbol, and he realizes he didn't write a prosbol yet. So halakha says he can go in front of two witnesses and verbally tell them, I want to transfer all whatever's owed to me to the Beit Din in order that I can collect it. So let's review. The koyt in halakha, really, prosbol has to be written. However, talmidei hachamim can take the leniency of just making a verbal declaration in front of two witnesses, bizman hazeh. For that matter, people that had lost their prosbol before Rosh Hashanah can rely on their verbal commitment, or for that matter, somebody that remembers on Erev Rosh Hashanah that he did not write a prosbol can go in front of two witnesses in the synagogue and tell them that all the loans that are owed to him should be transferred to the Beit Din. So you see, there are examples that a document does not necessarily need to be drafted.